The Second Amendment is under consistent attack by the left. And I always highlight, and it's worth reviewing the, I always encourage people, I'm not a lawyer, but I always encourage people to read the Supreme Court decisions because mm-hmm. they're really written for the people. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court decision upholding our Second Amendment rights mm-hmm. highlighted, it's not just the Second Amendment that's at issue here, it's the 14th Amendment.
That's right.
So when they attack the Second Amendment, there are other civil liberties that are attacked with that. And we've kind of seen that in New Mexico. Could you describe, A, the Biden administration's crazed obsession with banning guns? I think mm-hmm. it's a fair way of characterizing it.
It is.
And respond to what you're seeing in New Mexico and, you know, talk about another opportunity maybe for an appropriations rider mm-hmm. To protect good citizens mm-hmm. in New Mexico from this abuse by their governor.
Well, I'll tell you, when what President Biden can't get through the House through proper legislation, he's going to attempt to get through by rewriting a definition, redefining a definition, writing a rule through the ATF to come against the Second Amendment. And it's so important that we have a Second Amendment. Our founding fathers were such brilliant men. Our First Amendment, the right to speak, to assemble peaceably, to bring the government your grievances, to worship where you choose, that right is so important, but it can never be maintained without a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is truly the teeth behind the First Amendment, and that's what keeps that First Amendment secure. And so if you want to get at the First Amendment, you got to attack the Second Amendment first. And that's exactly what's happening. And I think what you're seeing in New Mexico is a governor that is pushing the envelope to see just how far she can get, all right, before she gets pushback. And honestly, I hope they impeach her because she has clearly violated the Constitution. The New York Rifle and Pistol versus Braun was such a great decision. First, you had the Heller decision in 2008. You had McDonald v. Chicago in, I think, 2012 or 2014. Now you've got this one.
The New York decision, that was the one I was referencing that mentioned the 14th Amendment
right.
being vindicated
exactly.
in protecting your rights to carry a weapon.
That's right. Three incredible pro-Second Amendment Supreme Court decisions. And honestly, I don't think we would have had New York Rifle and Pistol versus Braun, that incredible win, if we didn't have three conservative Supreme Court justices.
Appointed by Trump.
Appointed by President Trump, okay. So his legacy begins right there.